In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
What a complete catastrophe this Ken Dorsey offense has been, too. The offense sucks. I'll just come out and say it, Andy. This offense is crap. It's terrible. It's unwatchable. It sucks. Now, there's a lot of reasons why, but it's like watching the 1-15 and 0-16 Browns offense. They couldn't.
I had visions of 99 last week during that first half and during the first half of the Dallas game.
They have a single yard with the game on the line. Deshaun Watson had three drives and went 0-for-3. Okay. They turn around and in week one had one first down in the first half. Last week they had one play in Giants territory, and that was after the opening kickoff, and there was the 24-yard touchdown from Deshaun to Amari Cooper. They couldn't get across midfield in the first half after that. So no, this offense sucks, and I have no problem saying it, and I can't wait to ask Ken Dorsey tomorrow, hey, Ken, you were brought here to make this offense something electric and explosive. So why does 3 weeks into this thing, does it look like an expansion team? Why does it look like the 0-16, 1-15, Deshaun Kizer, insert crappy-ass quarterback here? Why? Because you were brought in to fix all of this. They fired Alex Van Pelt, okay, to bring you in to make this run, and it sucks. And that's the PG description of it.
They have 6 first half first downs at home. Six.
Like, and you think it's gonna, like, if Gardner Minshew gets you in a shootout this week, right? You think you're gonna win that? Probably not. Then you got to go to Washington. And the Commanders are all of a sudden a force to be reckoned with. Philadelphia is going to slap you around like a rag doll because they're the Philadelphia Eagles and they're really good. You get to go home and come home to face Cincinnati. And even though the Bengals are winless, Andy, they're
way better than that 0-3 record. And we all know, we saw it. If they get two defensive stops in the first half, they win that game on Monday night.
Yeah,
I mean, the truth.
Right. And then you got Baltimore at home and the Chargers at home before your bye week. And oh, by the way, the Saints all of a sudden are a lot better than I think a lot of people thought that they were going to be. And then you go right into the meteor schedule with Pittsburgh and Denver and Pittsburgh and Kansas City and the Bengals and Dolphins and Ravens. I got to tell you, Andy, I'm based on the 30th ranked offense right now passing and 24th overall. I'm looking at this. They may win 6 games this year. This may be a 6-11 season, which would be completely unacceptable. You know, I'm not here. I'm not going to say, you know, people should lose their jobs over that, but they go 6-11, Andy. Ooh, I would not want to be in the post-mortem evaluation.
Daryl, if they don't win 2 out of the next 3, I think people are just going to panic. And then here's the other thing. They're not changing quarterbacks.
No, I mean, the only way Deshaun does not play, there's two avenues here. One, he gets hurt, and two, the NFL says, you're done for a while.
I agree.
Accused stuff, right? Those are the only two ways Deshaun Watson is not the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. That's just fact. You can want Jameis Winston all you want, right? He's not, by the way, Nick Chubb's not going to save the season. You know, I hope people understand.
No, he's even coming back. What do you think? Because people are saying, I had people telling me November, and then I listened to Kevin today, and he was like, he's doing good. And I was like, well, that was really optimistic.
That was Kevin's way of punting the question and giving. So, but I'm just saying, like, once Nick is healthy, like, I hope
they didn't run the ball anyway. What's the difference if he's there or not? That's the one thing I kept thinking about last week. You were up against a defense that was horrible against the run, horrible for the first 2 weeks of the season, and you chose to pass the ball over and over and over again.
But that's the new offense. It's a passing offense. It's not a running offense. Here's the other problem is this was a wide zone block.
The Emperor has no clothes if that's going to be the case for the rest of the year, because they could have changed things around last week if they would have just ran the ball or tried to run the ball. Although now you've got running backs that are banged up too. They've got a running back health issue too.
aside from the injuries to the offensive line, the other question has to be asked. Okay, this was a wide zone blocking scheme under Bill Callahan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things are different now with Andy Dickerson and Ken Dorsey with this offense, right? It's no longer a power run offense. They're not, you know, pulling and all that kind of stuff and pinning down the field. Do they have the right offensive linemen to run this scheme? They have good offensive linemen. There's a difference there, right? You have really great offensive linemen for the scheme that you ran the last couple of years, last 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you're running something different. Are these the right guys to be running the new stuff that you're running?
I guess that's the question we're going to have to find out over the next few weeks. And we'll see. This is a week where they can pick things up. And then on Monday, everyone will be going rhythmic chanting Super Bowl, Super Browns.